field as Jesus was when he walked. Why? Because Jesus was a man in full submission to God, fully dependent upon the Holy Spirit to flow through him as a vessel. He was modeling a lifestyle. Look, we're supposed to walk just as he walked. If he did the miracles as God, it would be awesome, but how can we follow that? He didn't. He did everything he did as a man in a perfect relationship with God. Now we say, well, yeah, but we sin. How much sin does the blood of Jesus cover? Some or all?
All.
The sin problem has been dealt with. So if we submit to God, we resist the devil and he flees. But if we truly believe, we will lay our hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. That's why that Rastafarian guy, it doesn't matter what he believes, it matters what I believe. Because my belief in God confirming with his works will change the belief of another person. Because it's the goodness of God that brings people to repentance. So that's why I can see Muslims and Sikhs and non-believers, atheists, occults, witches. I get to see God just land on them and love on them and heal them. And take them from the place where they were in anger. And God just say, I love you. And that's what we're called. Is this too heavy? Are we okay? We all right? Somebody give me an amen.
Amen.
Wow. All right. So in 1038, Jesus said, no, here's in 1037, sorry. He says, if I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me. And I am in him. Now we're getting somewhere. We're going to get to somewhere because look, it's God's will that you walk.